order to get the power produced by the cyclist to the rear wheel of the bicycle for propulsion, one of the most important parts on the bike is the chain. So part of The Chain by Fleetwood Mac opens the news from Wimborne and North Dorset. Young Emmett Roberts, who lives near Blandford, has the dancing world at his feet. Emmett, who is 10, attends St Nicholas Primary School in Child Oakford, and he recently became fifth in his age group in the Irish Dancing World Championships in Dublin. He danced three rounds in the minor boys' competition, two in heavy shoes and one in light shoes, and was judged by five adjudicators. He took part in the Cayley team events and came seventh with the four-hand team and sixth with the eight-hand team. Emmett, who has Irish roots, got into dancing through his mum, who enjoyed Irish dancing for many years growing up. She said Emmett loved it from the age of four when she took him to his first class and he showed early ability. He is part of the O'Leary Academy of Irish Dancing and attends classes in Christchurch and Ferndown. Chrissy says Irish dancing requires strength, stamina, flexibility and a positive attitude. Emmett enjoys the friendship, fitness and focus involved in the Irish dancing and has made friends with dancers from all over the world. He also enjoys the travel involved in competing, which in September has taken him to Edinburgh, Belfast, Surrey, Kent and Dublin. He would love to be in a show like Riverdance in the future and would one day like to become a dance teacher himself.
12 Dorset churches have been given grants for essential repairs and improvements by Dorset Historic Churches Trust. At the first trustee meeting of the year, a total of £55,250 was awarded primarily towards roof masonry and bell tower repairs, heating replacement and the installation of accessible toilets. Churches that will benefit from the latest grants are in the Blackmoor Vale area, and they include St Thomas a Becket, Lindlinch, St Cuthbert Oborne, St Mary the Virgin Sherburn, St Giles Hook, Holyrood Shillingston, St Mary Turnworth, St Mary and Cuthberger and All Saints at Wychampton.
More than 50 villagers from Maiden Newton formed a human chain around the village fire station as they continue to campaign to keep the station open as it faces the threat of closure. It's the latest stunt from the Maiden Newton Action Group to help save the under-threat station, following a demonstration which saw members chain themselves to a fire engine in Dorchester in April. The station is one of four Dorset stations put forward for closure as Dorset and Wiltshire Fire and Rescue Service look to cut costs amid a lack of government funding. The other stations under threat include Charmouth, Cranbourne and Hanworthy. Villagers also composed and sang a song for their protest to the tune of London's Burning. They chanted, "Dorset's burning, Dorset's burning, there's no engine, there's no engine, fire, 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 we're in danger, we're in danger." There are also family events, included face painting with images of flames, music and a bubble machine. The action group plans to organise a final event on the 11th of June, just a couple of weeks before the fire authority makes its final decision on the 30th of June. In a reenactment from the past, villagers will form a line to pass buckets from the river to a cottage that was previously saved from fire by the local fire station.
A long-established Wimborne firearms shop is set to close its doors for the final time, marking the end of an era for both its owner and the town's independent retail scene. John Marsh, owner of Firearms Limited in West Street, has announced he will be retiring at the age of 84 after running the specialist business for 49 years. While retirement played a major role in the decision, Mr. Marsh said trading traditional conditions over the past 18 months have also contributed to the closure. "It doesn't feel good at all," he said. "I would rather be carrying on, but I'm 84, so I've had to retire." Speaking about the time of running the business, Mr. Marsh said the greatest reward was not necessarily the sales, but the people he met along the way. Reflecting on Wimborne's changing high street, he expressed concern about the decline of independent businesses and the impact it was having on the town's character. They lose part of the character of the town, he said. When I moved to Dorset in 1976, there were lots of small shops. Now it's full of hairdressers, estate agents and coffee shops, which I do not think encourages people to come into the town. The announcement has prompted an emotional response from many customers, several of whom have visited the shop in recent days to share their appreciation. Everybody has come into the shop this week and said how sorry they are to see me going. What a shame it is, and wish it wasn't happening. As he prepares to lock the doors for the final time, Mr. Marsh admitted the decision had been a difficult one. He said, "Really just sad. Incredibly sad to be doing it. But thank you to all my customers over the years. God knows what I'm going to do when the shop closes, but there we go."
Margaret Barton, the last surviving star of classic British film Brief Encounter, has celebrated her 100th birthday. Margaret played cafe assistant Beryl Winters in the beloved 1945 film. She enjoyed her birthday milestone at the Streets Meadow Care Home in Wimborne, where she has been living for the last 3 years. The film premiered in London on November the 13th, 1945, and is widely considered to be one of the greatest films of all time. The birthday celebration included a visit from Wimborne Town Mayor, Councillor Jeff Hart, and a card from the King and Queen, which Miss Barton spent much time studying. A birthday cake shaped into the number 100 was specially made by Streets Meadow chefs, and Brief Encounter played in the background throughout the event.
Young people in Wimborne are being invited to step up and have their voices heard. The Junior Mayor and Junior Town Crier competition will be held at Wimborne Model Town and Gardens on Saturday, the 4th of July. Starting at 2 p.m, the event aims to engage young people in civic life and help them develop public speaking skills and confidence. Councillor Jeff Hart, Town Mayor, said, "The Junior Mayor and Junior Town Crier competitions are a wonderful way to encourage young people to become involved in their community. We're looking forward to hearing some fantastic ideas and seeing the next generation of civic ambassadors take to the stage." The Junior Town Crier category is open to children aged 6 to 14 who will be given a prepared town cry and judged on delivery, enthusiasm, clarity and volume. The Junior Mayor competition is open to those aged 9 to 18. Participants will prepare a speech on the topic, "My Ideas to Make Wimborne Minster an Even Better Place."
A children's hospice has announced plans for a new head office. Julia's House will soon be operating from a fully refurbished space in East Street in Wimborne. The move follows a collaboration with Meissen Properties, First Floor Mezzanine and Jade Aiden Interiors. The renovation includes a bespoke mezzanine floor and a complete internal fit-out, with the project expected to be completed by the beginning of July. Martin Edwards, CEO of Julia's House, said, "We're so excited to be moving into our new head office building over the next couple of months, and are very grateful to Meissen Properties and Jade Aiden Interiors, Paul and his team, for their generous gift in kind in terms of refurbishment and rental, which has helped us to make the move a reality. The new office will bring together all teams, including those in care, fundraising, communications, HR and operations." Mr. Edwards said, "Being under one roof, including our care team, will bring us all closer together, enabling better sharing of information and ultimately enhance the vital care we provide."